Aren't you glad for that truth tonight? No matter what comes your way, God's got it under control. Appreciate that tonight. You'll be looking up 2 Kings chapter 5. And it's good to have everybody. Good to have just everybody out tonight. Good crowd out tonight. And we're thankful for all the new folks coming. So appreciative of that. And those that's made confessions and rededicating their life, and I can tell you that's a great thing. And God's not looking at anything back behind. He's looking at now. And so there's great things ahead. Thankful for what God is doing in the church. And most of all, we're wanting souls to be saved. And it's just a wonderful thing. Brother and Sister Crumb's got pretty good chunk of their family with them tonight, and we're glad they're here in the service with us, and we're still praying for that Letitia, and praying for Grandma tomorrow, and God, just a prayer answering God. You know, I was this afternoon, it was kind of different. I wrestled for probably, I don't know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, trying to get the direction of what the Lord wanted me to talk about tonight. And nothing just really jumped out at me. So I had all these plans that being the case, we're just going to have one of them old-timers tonight. Anybody ever had one of them old-time services? Hello? When you just kind of get in and let the Lord have his way. So I anticipated that's probably what was going to happen. Well, I'm not saying it's not going to, but it hadn't thus far. Enjoyed every song, every testimony. Don't take me wrong. So I thought, well, I don't have one. The Lord just hadn't really set my fields on fire with one. So I've just wrestled that. Now, y'all not preachers. You don't know what I'm talking about. But I've come to the conclusion, and he kind of spoke to me, Brother Frank, any kind of word's going to be okay. Is there anything bad you found in this word? I've not found one thing bad in this word, Brother Josh. Everything I've read here is good, and it's good for me. Amen. And I appreciate that. And just with my thoughts of going around today and what's going on in our lives and the direction we've been preaching, and I think we just really need to be looking for things to happen. I really do. And sometimes things don't happen the way you expect them to. But that doesn't mean that God's not still working. Doesn't mean that God's not still delivering. Praise God. And we just got to tell this. Sister Ann was up here amongst the crowd this morning praying. And she said after she made her commitment to here just a week or so ago that she was going to trust God, that her health has got better every day. Give the Lord a praise for that. Amen. What's that mean? That means that when we're faithful, God's faithful. God's always faithful, but he's just looking for us to do something. He doesn't have to. I like to say this a lot of times. There's not one more thing that my Heavenly Father or my Lord and Savior or the power of the Holy Ghost has to do. Hello? Not nothing else. They've done it all. God gave his Son. First, God created us. God gave his Son. His Son came. He died for our sins. He made himself the bridge back to the Father. And he also said, when I leave, I'm going to send back the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He's going to dwell there. He's going to give you power to tread on serpents. Is anybody walking with me here? So what's that mean, preacher? That means God doesn't have to do anything else. It's up to us to believe and put the word into action. Praise God. If you got 2 Kings chapter 5 found, you might remember this scripture. And a lot of times we preach about the seven times and Naaman being, you know, dipping seven times in the river, the muddy river. But there's another part this I'm going to preach on tonight. And we could go ahead and read a lot here, but we know this is about Naaman. He was a great man. He was a man of valor, and he had leprosy. And we go on over into the chapter, and he realized that there was a servant, and he realized that Elisha was one that had contact with God. How many knows it's a good thing to surround yourself with people that know how to pray? And I believe we're doing that. We know how to ring the prayer bells of heaven. Praise God. And verse 10, Elisha sent a messenger out unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan seven times, that thy flesh shall come again to thee, that thou shalt be clean. Naaman was wroth, and he went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for every song, every testimony tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the midst of this people, lifting your name above all names. Lord, stir our hearts and stir us tonight. Lord, that we continue to press on. We continue to expect great things, Lord, that you're going to be doing in our midst, Lord. Not only in our little church, but throughout this nation, throughout this country, throughout our town, throughout our community, Lord, this county. Lord, moving mightily in this area. Lord, strengthening our brothers up the road and down the road. And Lord, tonight, moving the service tonight, Lord, touch lives here tonight. Strengthen us, Lord, as only you can. Anoint me to say what you want said. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing. Now, I preach about having an expectation, and I believe we should expect God to do things. I believe we should really expect things to happen. Anybody believe we should expect things to happen? I tell you what I do when I go over in a dark room and I reach over and flip a light switch, I automatically expect a light to come on. When I go over there, we get ready to leave here, I'll go over there, or me or the boys or somebody will flip the switch, and I pretty much expect the lights to go out. You know why? Because that's the way it's wired. I like to say this too. There's a little power unit back here, a little breaker box back there in the corner of this building that fires everything out through all these receptacles and lights and wires. And Brother Henry and some of the guys by the window and different ones worked and got all this wired in there. And I tell you what, church, and there's power back there in that corner. Is that right, guys? There's power back there. You go in that door. The kids don't go back there, but there's power back there in that room when you open them windows. Them doors right there, and there's this little bitty metal thing, or little switches in there. You look at it and you think, that isn't nothing. Can I tell you? That is. You might look at it and say, well, that don't really amount to a whole lot of anything, but I can tell you, it sure does. You might say, well, it wouldn't matter what goes on there, but I tell you what it does. It matters what's connected to that box, and when that box has got the right thing switched, something happens. And folks, I can tell you right now, you and I are gathered in a place tonight. We're walking in an area with God, and I can tell you it's exciting to see what God can do in church until we step out and activate our faith and believe that God is who he says he is and believe that what he says is true. It's just a box there, amen, so to speak. God just there. He's just waiting for us to do something and flip the switch and say, I know you're going to do it. Does anybody believe God can do things in your life? Praise God. I'm expecting great things. It's been a focus in my heart for the last several months, maybe last year or so, that we pray on Sunday for Sunday morning. Now, there's several folks here. Y'all agree with me on this. And we really bombard heaven. We focus on Sunday morning service because there's lost souls that come into these doors right here. And folks, as much as I want to see cancer healed, as much as I want to see folks baptized in the Holy Ghost, as much as I want to see deliverance go on, it is far higher up the ladder to see a soul snatched out of the pits of hell. Praise God. I'm expecting to see more souls come in around these altars and fall over the altar bench for the mic and give their hearts to Jesus and praise God and say, I'm going to turn my life over. I'm going to rededicate my life. I'm surrendering all to my Lord and Savior. Give Lord, a clap of praise. Because when you flip the switch, the light's coming on. Praise God. Naaman had himself in a bad shape. He had leprosy, and he was a mighty man. I would assume that probably if he wasn't in his position, he would probably be in a worse shape than he was. You probably could look around and some of the hierarchy in our nation was to have some kind of, they'd probably get just a little more help than we might because of who they are. But Naaman thought, since of who he was, that Elisha should do something great and mighty. He should maybe come out there and strike him on the head, or we might think of today, get some anointing oil and lay on his hands on him and say, in the name of Jesus, be thou healed, looking at us today. We might have thought something like that would happen, but God didn't have that kind of plans for Naaman's life. I want to tell you tonight, as you're expecting things in God in this year to come, amen, it may not come like you look for it to come. It may not come the direction you're looking for it to come. It may come some other way, but I'm here to tell you, it's coming. When God says he'll do something, he'll do something. You and I have got to expect God to do it. You know, As far as my expectations of soul being saved, I would assume something like this would happen. We'd gather here about 10 o'clock on Sunday. I know, 10 after 10 for me. Y'all not sleeping back there, are you? Y'all had a chance to holler amen right there and just missed it. We're going to gather here on Sunday morning. This is what I would expect would happen. We'll sing us two or three good old songs, and we'll lift up the name of Jesus through song. And Brother Paul will get up and dismiss and say, you can go to your classes. And he'll come over here and he'll set the podium. He'll set the podium here, and he'll put the microphone in for Sister. Anybody with me so far? Amen. He'll put the microphone in there on the podium, and we'll all disperse. I'll go out this door, and I'll go down that aisle. I'll go back to my office for a few minutes, and Sister Marty will be in here telling about Jesus and what Jesus will do for you. Anybody still with me? That's exactly what we would think would probably happen in an area in our normal day, and there'll be other teachers down throughout this hall. I had one teacher come to me a while ago and said, Brother Eddie, we've got to have another table in our room. Can somebody shout beside Bobby in this house? Something to shout about! We'll get a table for those kids to get around. Sister Douglas, you keep on telling about Jesus. So there'd be teachers all around telling about Jesus. That would be a normal day. That would be what we'd expect. We'll get up, and Brother Paul would get up and say, we're glad to have all you visitors here this morning. Y'all still with me? Glad to have all you visitors here. You're welcome here. Want to know if we got any birthdays? And we'll get up and sing happy birthday. We'll get up and we'll sing, amen, we'll sing happy anniversary to those people that's been married for 60 years. Give them another hand right here. I'm about to get happy. I didn't have nothing to preach tonight. We'll go right down that road. We'll say we're thankful for them, and we'll sing a happy birthday. Then Brother Paul will say, well, it's time, amen, to take up the offering. He'll look around at me, and I'll stand up, and I'll give a prayer. Are you still with me? And when I get up and give a prayer, and then we'll go through the action, then I'll play. We'll play. Or Brother Roy will play something. We'll say, I'll play. I'll fire away. Or we'll play. I don't know. Just a closer walk with thee. Are you still with me? Now, that's what I'm expecting. Are you? But praise God. And the next thing you know, Brother Paul said, we'll turn over to Brother Eddie and Children's Church. And now you know what happens next. I'll pull my microphone out. Y'all still with me? I'll pull my microphone out, and I'll walk up to this desk, and I'll say, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Glory to God. We'll have it all figured out. That's exactly how the order of the service will go. Then I'll get up and preach what I feel like God's given me. I'll give an altar call, and we'll have an altar call, and there'll be some come around. We'll sing, and then we'll dismiss and come. But can I tell you right now? Now, that's what I expect to happen. That's what I figure will happen on a regular basis. But can I tell you, sir, and can I tell you, ma'am, that we're serving a God, praise God, that we can walk in these doors and somebody grab the handle of that door and the power of the Holy Ghost grip their lives and conviction power, amen, deliverance power, grab a hold of them, and we not have one song sing, and we not have one preacher preach, we not have one teacher teach. Oh, somebody praise him. It just might not happen like you expect. Oh, glory! Glory! Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not giving me a thing tonight. You see, I thought I had to have something twitching in my backbone back there this afternoon. I thought I had to have something, you know, burning for a week. You think you got to have this, and you think you got to have that. Amen. I'm telling you right now, God may raise up the most unlikely and do a powerful work in their life. Now that we're all stirred up, if he begins to work like that, I'd give you some advice. When you come to this house, I wouldn't have my head down. I wouldn't have my eyes looking over my glasses. I'd be coming here expecting God to move. I wouldn't be here looking for something wrong, expecting something wrong. I'd be here looking for something right. Praise him in this house. Praise God. Doesn't happen like you expect a lot of times. Sure didn't for Naaman. But can I tell you right now? He had the plan, Brother Mike. As I said, you know, in our day, here's what he thought would happen. They'd come up the front. We'd lay hands and put some oil on his head. Believe what the scripture says. and he'd be healed. Prayer of faith would set him free. Scripture says forgive him of all his sins too. Anybody with me? And then that leprosy would be cursed at the root because of what Christ has done, our Heavenly Father. But that God didn't do it that way. Elisha sent back the messenger and said, go dip in Jordan 7 times. You'll be made whole. Oh, glory. I would assume that'd be just about like taking a bath in our Jordan here in Harrison. Not good. Is that right, Sister Marty? History will tell you the Jordan was a muddy, nasty place. And Nahum, look at that and think, this ain't going to work. It didn't until he went down 7 times. And when he went down the 7th time, it was the same results as if Elisha had called on him and struck him on the head and said, speaking life to his life, and said, be thou made whole. It was the same results. I'm telling you right now, you don't know which direction God's coming. You don't know who God's using. It just expect God to do it. Praise God. The unexpected expectancy. What's that mean, preacher? That means get ready. I tell you, I've prayed this before. Lord, when they get a hold of them doors out there, you get them. When they grab that door, conviction power, grip their life. You believe God can do that? If you don't, you're at the wrong place, because I believe it. I believe in the conviction power of the Holy Ghost, and that's the only way we're going to be changed. It's not because we decide to. It's not because the preacher's good. It's not because the singing is great. It's not because the auditorium's nice. It's simply the power of God is what's going to make the work happen. It's going to be God. And I'm telling you, he's working. And the message I preached this morning, get ready for the battle because it's coming. Warfare is going to be going on because the devil does not like God working in the midst of people. And when things begin to rise up, be Barney Fife and nip it in the bud. Pull out your one bullet, the bullet of the Holy Ghost, and say, get him, Lord. I'm not going to be brought into this kind of nonsense. I'm not going to be pulled down. I'm not going to be drugged down. I'm going to be walking in areas you can use me. I'm going to be doing what you want me to do. I'm going to be in a place that I can be used of you. I'm not going to hear the noise around me. I'm going to be serving you with my whole heart. Praise him in this house. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whew. I can't get past the first guy. I got 2 more to go. Matthew chapter 17. Goes along a lot with what we're talking about. There's a price to pay in this expectant walk with the Lord. We got some folks here that in our church that are expecting a baby. You know, in 9 months, we expect something to happen. Anybody with me? You know, and you know, 8 or 9 months, I know they give you two or three, couple of weeks either side of what they call the due date. But you know, within that window, we're expecting something to happen. And there's, you know, what's going to happen then is there's going to be a birth take place. And God's going to do a miracle there in their lives. I think any time a baby's born, it's a miracle. It's life. God is life. Praise God. He's a miracle-working God. And in our walk, there's things to do. I never will forget when our son, before he was born, Mama was carrying him around, and she, oh my goodness, she was a stickler. I tell you what, I guarantee you one thing, got these stupid glasses on. I ain't reading a thing over here. I couldn't even see y'all out there. I tell you one thing about her. You could not. I don't believe it could have been enough people, Sister Vern Jean, to held your daughter down and poured a Mountain Dew down her. You know why? Because she knew that if she drank that Mountain Dew, it was going to go right to that baby. Y'all riding with me on this? So she had some things she done to get ready for the expectant day that this boy was going to come. Woo, glory. Can I tell you right now, amen, we're in a year, I believe God is going to do great things, and we're in a place, amen, there's an avenue going on here that God's going to be doing some birthing of some new souls. And how do you know that, preacher? Scripture said when Zion travails, sons and daughters are born. Thank God for lost daughters and lost sons. It's kind of been coming around here. Amen. We're still expecting great things to come. Why? Because when the church prays, God begins to move. Praise God. My wife began to make preparations. She was careful what she eat. Now, I'll just throw this in here while I'm at it. Church, we're the ones that are going to be the avenue of birthing these new Christians. And I'm cautioning you and I all to be cautious what we put in, because what we put in is going to be the result of what's coming forth. What are you saying, preacher? I tell you what, we don't want to. I know things happen and you can't understand, but when folks come to Jesus Christ that we know about, whether it's an older lady in a nursing home or whether it's somebody around their bedside at their house, it doesn't matter. But when we're praying to see souls saved, Brother Eldon, we want them to be birthed into the kingdom of God. We want them, when they get there, that they can grow spiritually. Amen. Praise God. That they can begin to grow and nurture in the admonition of our Lord and Savior. That when they begin to find things come their way, they're able to stand. They don't run. They're able to be somebody that can stand in the last day and be for Jesus Christ. Hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ in these last days, and praise be unto God. You and I, as the church, we got to be careful what we put in, because what we put in is what's going to come out. Amen. The church is strong. I don't care what the devil says. Amen. There's nothing wrong with the church. There's nothing wrong with who God's got in His army. It's just sometimes we get a little bit slack and lazy. But it's time we stir up a little bit and say, I'm going to be in a place and I'm not going to let nothing defile the temple. I want to be careful, because I realize when I put things in, I let things stay in here between my ears, and I begin to think about them and I begin to dwell on things I hear. Can I tell you right now, make sure it's true when you hear things. This word is true. This word is what's going to see us through. Amen. She made sure nothing come in that would affect that baby. And church, right here, in our prayer closets, is where these souls are being born. Amen. Sister Marty said a great thing. You need to do more than read the Bible here. You need to do more than pray here. It's more than that. That's all we're doing. We're missing out. Praise God. All right, I'll get back to where I'm at. Amen. In chapter 17 of Matthew, in verse 14, it says, and when there were come a multitude to the multitude, there came a man to certain came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth in the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithful and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Now, no doubt, they expected that they was going to be able to cast that demon out. They were his disciples, so why wouldn't they? Well, bless God, if we're not too careful, we'll get just a little bit exalted. Well, hallelujah, we're Pentecostals. Well, big deal. Are we in tune with the Lord? Have we paid a price? Well, Brother Eddie, I shouted 40 years ago. What are you doing now? Am I still serving him now? I got saved and filled the Holy Ghost when I was 12. What about now? Here we go, church. We're going to have to, in order to see this expectancy come forth, there's going to be, have to be, must be, no, there's no multiple choices in this. You and I have got to do one thing. He said, Jesus said, these things come by prayer and fasting. If we want to see the hand of God as we're seeing right now moving through our church, and we begin to see things happening as we're still seeing, I'll say, as we continue to see things happening, the only way that's going to continue on is if you and I continue in prayer and we continue humbling ourselves before God, we'll see God move. It has to be that way. You might. Well, it's not you might, you can. You can take them electronic things there in your hand. We sat down there to eat this afternoon, and William said, here, Dad, look what kind of app I got. I don't know what an app is. All I know is what a nap is. He said, I got this app on my phone, and he said, I said, what's it do? He said, I got a guitar tuner on it. I thought, what in the world? You got to be kidding me. And here this iPhone thing sitting there, and he turns it up there, and it's got a guitar tuner on his phone. Now, is that technology or what? Oh, my. It got even farther than that. He started telling me how they had this, the deal that they could video your batting stance and compare and the levels and all this stuff. And, you know, when he first said app, he lost me right there. Amen. But I can tell you, here's my point, church. Technology will never bring salvation. Technology will never bring the miracles of God. Anybody with you? Y'all didn't hear me, did you? That technology will never bring a man or a woman to a humble place in their life that they can receive the power of God. Amen. He said to the disciples, he said, put in my own words, you're not going to ever get to where you're going to see my power move through you except through prayer and fasting. We think we can do this ourselves. We think we get talented. We think we may have the world by the tail, but I can tell you, God's the one got the world by the tail. God better be the one that's got my heart in his hand. And when I walk with him and I talk with him and abide in him and he in me, then I've got the authority to stand up and say, this is what the word says. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, let's go ahead and read what Jesus said in 20. He said, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto the mountain, remove hence in yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not but by prayer and fasting. Expect all you want to. We can preach all we want to, have all kind of series, have all kind of seminars, read all kind of books. But if there's not prayer and fasting going on, it'll come to naught. If we're not coming before God and we're not humbling ourselves before him, not when we're here, not only here, but through our daily life and through our weekly life, we'll not see the miracles of God. Our expectations will fall short because we're not doing what his word says. We're going to have to put actions to what God says, and it's going to happen. Last one, I'll hurry. Matthew 9, very familiar scripture. Matthew 9 is, I'll probably not take the time to read it. Matthew 9 is the woman with the issue of blood. Are you glad that this is in the scripture? Because it should encourage us. Drop it down to verse 22. Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was whole, made whole from that hour. She had a simple expectation that if she could get to Jesus, it'd be all right. Naaman had an expectation that just didn't work out like he thought. Wasn't like he had planned. The disciples were a little bit confused about what they expected, and then they realized they're going to have to do something. Still follow me? But the little woman with the issue of blood, she had an expectation about her. She knew it didn't matter because she tried everything else. Didn't work. Still had the problem. And as that went on, she realized, if I can just touch the hem. And folks, I'm here to tell you, stand with me. I'm here to tell you in this house tonight, that, so to speak, although we're not physically pressing through a crowd, but so to speak, the touching of the hem of his garment is still the answer. Praying through terms that you won't find in the Bible. Praying through to old-fashioned salvation. Something that is divinely appointed into man when he comes to them. Are you glad for that tonight? First of all, before we go farther, we're going to pray. I know the sister Natisha has left the room. Take your neighbor by the hand right now and let's agree. Father, right now, you see the need. God, move mightily in her life. Touch her right now, Lord. Just touch her right now, Lord, we pray. God, do a great work right now in her life, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Life in those lungs. Hallelujah. You're here tonight, and you need God to move. Step out. Come around these altars. Stand or kneel. Ever how you feel need tonight. Maybe you just want to praise him where you're at. You obey God tonight as we tarry here for a while in this house. God may come to you in a way you don't expect. That's how God does things. Amen. Altars are open, and let's praise him in this house. Father, tonight we praise you for victory. Thanking you, Lord, for what you're doing. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thanking you, Lord, for victory we can't see. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glorifying your name above all names. God, we know you've got the authority to speak it done. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that you are all power in this heaven and earth. Lord, speak it in the lives of this people, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory to the Lamb in this house. Obey God tonight, church. You never know what your obedience tonight might do in your life. You never know what might happen around this place tonight just by you obeying God. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Stretch your hands this way.